This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:07 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And first up this hour, we are looking at whether parents taking their kids to public places is feasible. So as malls, restaurants and other businesses are opening up, some public health experts think that the current SOPs that allow people out were maybe premature since it could trigger a second wave of infections. And one main concern is parents who are bringing their children out with them. And besides the elderly, children are of course one of the vulnerable groups that need to be protected. So the issue here is something of a double-edged knife. Yesterday the DG said that the Ministry and the National Security Council may consider measures to prohibit parents from leaving their homes with their children, particularly if there is no reason for them to do so. And if they need to take them to hospitals, for example, then they may need to book an appointment in advance to minimise their exposure to crowds. On the other hand, as Senior Minister for Defence, Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob said earlier today, some parents might not have a choice. If they're single and they can't afford a caretaker, for instance, then making it an offence is probably unreasonable. So for now, at least, the government will stick to a soft approach and advise parents to keep their children at home. And I think that that's such an excellent point, this idea of what would happen if somebody was a single parent and therefore really did not have any other options. But there are other things. I think, for instance, lots of parents have spoken about the difficulty of the last 2 months now of having to, in some cases, work full-time from home while also assisting their kids with full-time internet schooling. And I think that kind of atmosphere does not leave a lot of leeway for parents and for families in general. It's a pressure cooker of a situation. And so it may be that if you are going to lighten SOPs across the board, it may be that parents see this as an opportunity to be able to step out of the home a little bit, get some fresh air, have some space. So there are a number of things going on. And I think this is also happening amidst a time where as regulations are loosening up, we're also seeing on the flip side of that, I think people getting increasingly sensitive to what looks like a flouting of regulations. And we're seeing that come out in, like we said earlier, videos on social media, posts on social media, things that are shared. I've heard it in daily conversation, you know, people getting really upset with others because they're perceived as rule breakers and irresponsible. And I think the story here might be a little bit deeper than that. And I say this as somebody who, when I did see families walking out and about over the weekend or dining in restaurants, I did have a moment of, ooh, I don't know. You know, especially if you're just out there trying to run errands and get home as quickly as possible. I think seeing a mall look like a mall, weirdly in this time, is kind of frightening or, you know, just a little bit off-putting. I don't know what the word is exactly. But we are talking today about parents bringing their kids to public places and whether or not that's feasible, whether or not right now the government has said that they're going to take a softer, more advisory approach. So we're discussing that and I'd love to hear from you. What are your thoughts on this? I mean, have you brought your kids out to public places? If you've been out having a meal or, you know, trying to buy stuff over the weekend or the week, did you encounter kids in public spaces? How did that make you feel? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be speaking with Dr. Rajini Savananthan, consultant developmental pediatrician. So that's coming your way. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bruce Freddie Morrissey, BFM 89.9.
It's 6:13. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and we're talking today about parents bringing their kids to public places. So we've heard from the government, well, the DG saying that the ministry may be considering measures to prohibit parents from leaving their homes with their children. But right now, it seems that the government is taking more of a soft advisory approach. And I was just wondering, you know, as things are opening up, whether you have encountered families and kids in public places, or whether, for that matter, you've been been taking your kids out and what has that been like? Let us know. Call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And we're crossing over now to Dr. Rajini Savananthan, consultant developmental pediatrician. Dr. Rajini, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Hi, Lynn. Hope you're well.
I hope you're well, too. Yeah, it's been a while since we've spoken, actually. So I guess I wanted to start with this. What are your immediate thoughts on parents bringing their kids out to public spaces right now?
I have to say, I do agree with the DG's concerns about, you know, parents taking their kids out to shopping centres, to supermarkets, to places where it can be a little bit more crowded. And you know, we still are in a phase where we're trying to flatten the curve and make sure that things don't spike up again. And, you know, taking kids out to such public places may just be putting everybody at risk because, you know, these are the places where it tends to be a little bit more crowded. Although I know malls and places like that are taking precautions, but, you know, you have to question, why does a child need to go to a shopping mall, or why does a child need to go and sit in a mama and eat? Yes, I do believe that children need to get out of the house, but not to go into such crowded places.
And so with that said, like we said, we're seeing this this difference in approach, right? Whether or not we're going to talk about enforcement versus a more advisory thing. So what's your take on advising parents versus enforcing policies?
I mean, you know, it's a bit like, what do you do, hit a child or give them a warning and, you know, teach them consequences? I would say it's always better to advise and educate people on why we say, you know, we don't want children to go to these places, rather than sort of slapping them with fines, which I think will just make a lot of people angry and upset because, you know, everybody's been cooped up in their homes during the MCO. And I think as Malaysians, we've done pretty well in keeping to the rule. So, you know, why don't we give people a chance, educate them, advise them, and come out with clear guidelines, I think, as well. What do we mean by crowded places? Which are the places that we think children are going to get, are going to be exposed more, and explain why? I think that's more important.
And children in COVID-19, I think, have been one of the big stories out of all of this, because there seems to be some confusion over what's happening and what risk they actually might be posing to, you know, in terms of spread as well as to themselves. Can you talk to us about why children are one of the most vulnerable groups when we think of COVID-19?
Yeah, and I think, first of all, we have to, you know, the way I like to look at it is, you know, how does it impact children directly in terms of their health? And, you know, when the data came out of China, where they published some data on the epidemiology in China of children and COVID-19, what they showed was that children were as likely as adults to get infected with COVID-19, but that children were less likely to be showing symptoms, and if they did, they had milder symptoms. And one thing to remember is the symptoms in children can be slightly different. Like, for example, fever was a common symptom, and one of the things they found was that children sometimes had gastro symptoms, so like diarrhea and tummy pain, but they were also they also got pneumonias. What we've seen in our country as well is that that's the case, that children are as likely as adults to get it, but they tend to be asymptomatic. And I think the Taftes Schools is a very good example, where they showed that more than 80% of them were asymptomatic, but they picked them up on screening. I know lately from the US and in the UK, they've reported that children are getting these Kawasaki-like illnesses, which can be very dangerous and life-threatening. Now, touch wood, I guess we have not seen the same here, but we also have to put it in context in that they have large numbers of just generally the population getting COVID-19. So it may be that we haven't seen huge numbers in our country of children for us to see these rarer syndromes, that illnesses that are appearing in children. So we need to be very wary. And I think the one thing to remember about COVID-19 is we are still learning about it. And, you know, in terms of the pediatric population, we thought that children are generally safe from it. The other thing is to look at it as in terms of when you do get COVID-19, you are then you are potentially going to spread it to someone else. And, you know, we know children, especially younger children, they love touching surfaces. They're curious. They, you know, younger children may still be putting things in their mouth or their hands in their mouth. And, you know, they are more likely to then pick it up and pass it on to someone else. And we're worried about the vulnerable group of adults, especially, who may then pick it up from children. And, you know, that's something that we are concerned about as well.
So if there were a reason that would warrant the family en masse, or, you know, a parent and a child to leave the house, or if they want to go to a park that is uncrowded and thus have, you know, enough space, what precautions should parents take? Are there some general rules of thumb that you would advise families to stick to?
Yeah, and you know, the first thing is where possible, wear a mask. Now, you know, a lot of children don't like the masks that we have, the medical masks per se. But, you know, the DG has said you can wear any cloth masks as well. And one of the things I would encourage parents to do, and bearing in mind that, you know, if we're going to talk about opening up the country gradually and eventually kids going back to school, is to encourage them to wear masks. And so make masks fun, you know, pretend they're a superhero or something. The other thing is, you know, people talk about wearing gloves. I think it's harder to get kids to wear gloves in our climate. If you can, you're very lucky. If you can't, don't worry. You know, try and keep an eye on your children when they're in the parks to make sure that they're not putting their hands into their mouths and things like that. And when you come home, you know, hand washing. We need to train our children and practice hand washing for 20 seconds. Sing that song when, you know, happy birthday, or a nursery rhyme that lasts 20 seconds, so that children have a guide as to how long they need to wash their hands for, and practice good hygiene in that sense.
Outside of you mentioned touching. Outside of trying to make mask wearing fun, how can you dissuade touching? Because in my experience, children are just so, so tactile, generally speaking, and so curious, and it's tough.
Yes. It is, isn't it? I mean, you know, one thing you could do is get them to carry their ball to the playground so that along the way they don't touch the, you know, the things that are along the way, the railings, etc. So their hands are on the ball. That could be one way. It's going to be difficult in a playground. But, you know, what I say to parents is you hope that, you know, the rain and the sun has sort of killed off some germs, but we don't know whether it will kill off COVID-19. And just keep them occupied to some extent, really. You know, or you can, if you're really worried about your child touching things and putting their hands in their mouth, do things like just taking a walk in an open space so that there are less things for the child to touch. So avoid walking in places where there are railings, where, you know, other people would have probably touched it, and just trying to keep their hands in pockets, or, you know, trying to distract them in some way as much as possible.
And how does this change for parents who have children who are differently abled or who have special needs?
Same advice, really. I mean, you know, the government was kind enough during the MCO to allow children with special needs to go out, because a lot of them need that 1 hour of outdoor physical play, you know, to be able to regulate their mood and their behavior, etc. So the same thing applies. It's harder to get kids who are differently able to wear masks, and, you know, they have these fancy hats with little screen protectors. It is harder when you have a child, especially if they have sensory issues. But I say make it like a game at home, and, you know, practice wearing it gradually a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and you build up. So as much as you can, try and do that.
And we are also seeing other countries. I mean, as we're seeing across the world, I think countries are opening up at different rates and making different choices. Are you aware of what the situation might be like in other countries that have started to ease their lockdowns, especially in terms of how it pertains to families and their abilities to go out?
I think, you know, for me, watching the news and for many countries, Lynn, they never stopped allowing people to go out for exercise. Mm. And, you know, Singapore is one such country. But, you know, from what I've read and from speaking to people, people were generally trying to keep their kids at home and their elderly at home. But when people were out, they were mindful of social distancing and, you know, not getting too close to one another and walking a safe distance. And even in the UK, there were never really bans on people going out for exercise or walking outdoors. And I think as such, you know, we can maybe gradually take some advice from there and see how they've managed. I think we have to watch and wait. A lot of other countries like Spain and some of the European countries have even started schools. So I think, you know, in Malaysia, we're a little bit more cautious, but maybe we can watch and see what happens. My worry will be when children go back to school, because our classrooms are big and I'm not sure how we're going to be able to practice social distancing.
Yeah, and the time that it would take to sanitize.
Yes, yes, exactly.
So not so much a medical question, but just something I was thinking about, because we're seeing a lot of judgment happening across the board when it comes to MCO and CMCO SOPs, right? And that's understandable. Yeah. This is a time of heightened emotions and pressures. Everyone wants to know that everyone else is complying. And of course, this extends in a big way to parents who on a regular day also, you know, do face a fair amount of judgment in general. So yeah. I guess what advice would you have for parents who might be feeling judged if they feel they have to take their kids out? And conversely, also for someone who might be seeing someone else and thinking, hey, I have to admonish you now.
Tough one, right? Mm-hmm. In such stressful times, people sometimes don't think before they say things, I guess. Everybody's on edge. I think we have to be mindful of everyone's individual circumstances. You know, I know of people who have to take their kids to work because they don't have any other choice. But, you know, they are taking precautions and making sure that, you know, their children have a safe room to stay in. And I don't think we should be judging those people, as long as people are aware what the risks are. You know, and I think if, you know, let's not be keyboard warriors and rush into jump to conclusions. There are so many single parents out there, not just single mothers, also single fathers, who sometimes have no choice but to take children along because they have no other choice if they need to get groceries, especially if they have young children. I hope society can come together and you know, this day and age and help each other out. And this is where, you know, we hope that if you don't have extended family that are very close to you or live with you or nearby, that you can turn to your neighbours. So instead of admonishing others, why don't we see how we can maybe help and maybe even, you know, maybe give useful advice instead of judging people.
And finally, in closing, we talked right at the start about the difference between enforcement and advising. Do you think ultimately this is going to be an issue of compromise on the part of parents and the government and maybe society at large?
Eventually, we're going to have to open up gradually. And I think there has to be some compromise. There has to be a lot more education. I think, you know, for the layman, just throwing in this recent scare with children having Kawasaki-like syndrome is not going to make sense to them because, hey, it's never not happened in Malaysia. Why are we worried? That's happening thousands of miles away. And in any way, in the UK and US, they were not as prepared. That's how the layman sees it. and that's thousands and thousands of miles away. I think we have to really educate the public and, you know, have a lot more information out there. I think my advice to parents is, yes, your kids need to have an hour of outdoor play a day where possible, but please be mindful of where you take them. And if you're exercising, it's got to be more than a meter. I think the recommendation is at least 3 meters away from someone. So if you see the park is crowded, why not just take a walk along the streets and make that your exercise for the day and have a little game of, you know, what you can spot along the way. So I think we have to adapt and we have to be a lot more tolerant of each other. And I think maybe, you know, the people enforcing the law have to be also mindful of that.
Dr. Rajini, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you. Thanks, Lynn.
That was Dr. Rajini Savananthan, consultant developmental pediatrician, talking about parents being able to take their kids out to public spaces. If you've encountered any kids out and about, or you know, if you've any thoughts on it, you can of course call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.